Good morning, Sister Eileen. Welcome. It's the presence of my Father. All the hosts of heaven gather to worship Him, bowing down before. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. I know a name that's full of praise. It's the prayer of God for others. Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah, we worship you. Yes, it's a bashar. That's full of grace. It's the presence of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy, holy, oh, holy, 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 holy.
Yes, you are holy, Lord. Mashela kuri basanda makawe bashira.
Oh. Holy, holy. There is a place I love to dwell. It's the presence of my Father. All the hosts of heaven gather to worship Him, bowing down.
Yes, Shandoro Lobo Karama Santa Eva. Yes, 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 Lord. Woo! Yeah. Get in here and let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Leke soboshi tarabala. Kundiri masantariba lukende moshiri ababaya. O liki matosatarina kundi mashe kauri batai kashinda. Come on now, somebody, let's pray. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get in here and pray. Oh, what a day. Yese barana kute shikalus. Yeah. I love to dwell. It's the presence of the Father. All the hosts of Heaven gather to worship him, bowing down before him. Woo! I know a name that's full of grace. It's the presence of my Father. All the hosts of heaven gather to worship him. Yes, atala bori kanda mashira. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bowing down before him. Yeah. Glory by Santa. Let's get in here and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Before. Share the room. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, so tarabuli kanda mashikandaraba. Likebos. Thank you, Lord. The Lord called. He called for this right here today. Oh my goodness. Lekerebo shataraba shanteke mosakiri hinda makaya ya. Glory to God. Oh, let's get in here and pray. Jesus, we love you, Lord. 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 Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's get in here and pray. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful and a lovely name the name of Jesus is. What an opportunity to come into his presence. Come into his presence. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let your voice be heard. The Bible says, Lord, in the morning will I call upon your name. Hallelujah. I will direct my prayer towards you. Glory to God. Even now. Hallelujah. Let's break forth even in the womb of the morning. Jesus, we love you. We glorify you. We thank you. We honor your name, O Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get in here and let's pray. Shetalobo sikenderi makauri bashinda bakauri. Lisebo shatalabo sikemo kunai. Li kabahuri kasanda makuri mashintala. Let's get in here and let's worship and let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to check the scripture I post in the chat room. That's what we are going to be praying about or using to command our prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, can thou command the womb of the morning? Can you do it? Can you lift up your voice on high so that it can be heard? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion upon the earth even at such time as this? Get in here and let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's make some decrees. Let's make some decrees and let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 6 verses 12 and 13. Look it up. Look it up. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Bible says that the fire shall always be burning and it shall not be put out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let the fire be burning. Let it not be put out. Let it not go out. Let it be burning. Let it be burning. Let it be burning. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. We worship the Lord. I welcome everybody. Good morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know some of you are in the morning. Some are maybe in the afternoon already. Wherever you are, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. This is the day that the Lord has made. Well, it's just 4 a.m. my time here, just a little over. Maybe whatever time it is for you. Welcome you into the presence of the Lord. The Lord is always good and is gracious to all. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let's get some fire. in our soul this morning. Let's get some fire in our soul this morning. Get some fire in your soul this morning. Let's start the day with fire in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. That's right. God has been preparing something and setting it up for you. And in the 10th month, on this first day of the month, that's right, were the tops of the mountains seen. Ha! Makarubashinda. May the tops of the mountains open up for you and be seen even this first day of the 10th month. God has been setting you up for something. Those things that seem that they were beyond your faith horizon before, let them open up in the name of Jesus. I command that glory of God will open up the tops of the mountains and let them be seen. Let the tops of the mountains be seen. For in the first day of the 10th month, hallelujah, the tops of the mountains were seen. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. Your eyes will behold the glory of the Lord, even on top of the mountains. Those things that seemed, you know, hitherto unattainable. Ah, mekalabo shandaraba kuri masantara. I see the Lord pull the veil. Ha, makuri ba shandi lakusa. Pull the veil, 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 and let the tops of the mountains be seen. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The top of the mountains shall be seen. Amen. Woo. Do something new, Lord, in my life. Glory. Get some prayer fire in your bosom even this morning. Get some prayer fire in your soul this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome everyone to the room. Welcome everyone to the room. We're going to get some fire in our hearts this morning. If you want to come on to the stage and pray with me. Hallelujah. Come on to the stage and pray with me. Let's get some prayer fire going here. Let's command the womb of the morning. Ooh, Mako Shetelebos. Rele kundima saraba. Landuria kasiken dekatobari kashinda. Come on now. Let's glorify the Lord. Let's pray. Ah, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray here this morning. Hamashe toro bosanda. Kaila boshinda makaburi masenda makauri mashinda lakubasanda reba. Dene moshanda rabasida makauri mashanda makauri. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven, God has you. Canst thou set their dominion upon the earth at such a time as this? Hallelujah. Canst thou bring forth Mazaros and his sons? Shekhe terebashat alabakuri alabakuri. You know the bands of Orion. Come on in here and pray. Come on,
Some of you may already be several hours in today. For me, my day is just starting. And I want to start today. God called for this. And here's the scripture I'm praying today. This is the scripture I'm praying today. One, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. Hallelujah. That's the scripture. Check it out with me. I posted it in the chat room already. So check it out with me. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th
month. Hallelujah. So God has been setting up something for you. It's been gradual. This fire has been brewing in your heart, in your soul, gradually for the last few days, for the last few weeks. It's been brewing. And now on this 10th month, in this first day of the month, even the tops of the mountains shall be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let somebody say amen in the room. We're going to see the tops of the mountains. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. Your faith horizon will open up the veil. That God's going to put the veil back. You see even those things that hitherto seem unattainable in the spirit. I'm not talking about just physical things, material things. I'm talking about spiritual things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why are we talking about spiritual things? You know, because it is time. This is the hour that God is calling forth revival fires. Revival fires in your heart. Revival fires in your heart. Revival fires in your heart. Listen to this. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 2. And the word of the Lord said to Isaiah, the son of Amos, this is what he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Well, that's you. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the last days. In the last days. Well, are we in the last days? That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains. And in the first day of the 10th month, where the tops of the mountains see, and coming into view, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established and exalted above the hills. Now, people talk about the seven mountains of influence and all those things. Those things are nothing. The mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on top of those mountains. It shall be established and exalted above the hills. And all the nations shall begin to flow into it. Oh, and many people shall go and come and say to you, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. They will come to you and say, I want to go to the house of your God in the name of Jesus. Yes. And the Lord shall go forth out of Zion, even out of the people, the heart in the midst of the people. The word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations. He shall subdue and rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords. Oh, my goodness. Well, the world is gearing up right now, but I am commanding that there shall be the flowing of the presence of the Lord. And I'm saying, according to the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12, that the Lord is going to disappoint the devices of war. The Lord is going to make their hands to not be able to perform any of their enterprise. Even as Russia is gearing up, wanting to start a nuclear war, that kind of thing is going to affect everybody. You know, I've got a lot of things in my heart, you know, just to pour out and to pray and say, Lord, have mercy upon your people, Lord. Let the mountains, let the top of the mountains be visible. Be visible, Lord. Glory to God. She torolaba sanda. And did you know that, you know, the prophet Isaiah not only spoke this thing that we just read, you know, as we read it, you know, but also the prophet Micah, he said exactly the same thing. We read it in Isaiah chapter 2, but let's read it in even Micah, you know, he said the same thing. Glory to God. He said, look, it shall come to pass, Micah chapter 4, verse 1, in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills. The people shall flow into it, And many nations can come and say, come and let us go into the up to the top of the mountain of the Lord. And remember, on the 10th day, on the first day of the 10th month shall the mount tops of the mountains be visible. And what are you going to see there? You're going to see the mountain of the house of the Lord on top of every mountain of influence in the name of Jesus. Karabole shetara makunda makauria. All the worldly mountains, all the so-called seven mountains, I even hate those things. All those things, God will put his own mountain right above it. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 2 and verses 44, in the days of those kings, before that he said, I saw that there was a stone cut out from a mountain without hands. And this stone grew to fill up the whole earth. And it became like, my goodness, something else. He started really small, but all of a sudden it grew to become full. It filled up the whole earth. And in the days of those kings, all these kingdoms of the world and all these mountains of the world, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall not be removed. Hallelujah. And it shall not be given to other people. And he shall teach the people his ways. They shall walk in his paths. The Lord shall go forth out of Zion. The word of the Lord shall go forth out of Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the people. The same thing that Isaiah said, Micah, he reverberated the same thing right here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That beginning today, glory to God, in your life. Hallelujah. And if you can believe it and tap into it, in your life, shall the tops of the mountains be now visible. God is going to take you to greater heights. There is something, that's a fire that he must deposit in your heart in order to do this. Glory to God. It is called prayer fire. He must deposit it in your heart. Hallelujah. He's depositing it in my heart. Hallelujah. He must revive my prayer life. He must revive your prayer life. Glebo shitalabo sekende makuri ba shitalus. Lirabo sandari makahara ba shinda kuri anda silaba. Eli kataba shikari balusa. Liboros, liboros, liboros satiba rika shinda makahuri masendariba. Lahunda makiri masa. Get in here and pray. Get in here and pray. Oh, call upon the Lord. Lakuri masenta. The Lord said in his word, he said, look, come and let us reason together in the name of Jesus. Do your sins be like crimson? Well, most of the sins that we have is lethargy. We're just lethargic. You know, we just become lukewarm. Jesus said, I will spew you out of my mouth if you're lukewarm. He wants fire. Hallelujah. He wants fire. You know, if you're not going to be on fire, then be hot already. I mean, be cold. You're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Jesus hates this lukewarmness. Lukewarmness. Fire must come. Glory to God. There is a reason why the fire must come. The fire that fell on the day of Pentecost transformed lives. Lekerebo shantalabosa. Jesus said, behold, I send you power from on high. Wait until you be a Jew without power. But when it comes into your heart, oh my goodness, it's going to be a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. You have been with me these 3.5 years. You have gone up and down every place. I have sent you for twos and into, oh, even among the 70s and everything. But now, something new is coming. Hallelujah. And when it comes, you wait for it. Hallelujah. It's going to transform your life, sir. It's a fire of the Holy Ghost. It's a cleansing power. Your flesh must be on fire. Flesh on fire. Flesh on fire. Flesh on fire. And let the tops of the mountains be revealed in the name of Jesus. That's our prayer. That's our prayer verse this morning. That in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, such as this, glory to God, in the book of Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5, the waters that have been receding gradually, but on their first day of the 10th month, The tops of the mountains were seen, and the top of the mountains shall be seen today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open my eyes. May He pull back the veil that we may see the top of the mountains in the name of Jesus. The things that hitherto we could not see in the spirit. The anointing of Elisha. I can say, let the eyes of my servant be opened. The anointing of the chariots of fire on the top of the mountains of Elijah. I say, ooh, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Let that anointing come. Let it come. Get in here and let's pray. Let's get in here and pray. Hallelujah. Let's get in here and pray. The tops of the mountains shall be seen, and it shall come to pass in those days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the tops of the mountains. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many mountains that people talk about today. Lord, the mountains of influence, mountains of education, mountains of, you know, this and that, religion, family, and all these things, and even entertainment, and so on and so forth. But the house of the Lord, the mountain of the Lord, shall be on top of all those mountains in the name of Jesus. He shall be exalted above the hills. Glory to God. And every aspect of our lives that we are struggling with in all these other areas, even beginning now, let the tops of the mountains be seen. And what happened in Sinai? Oh, the people looked at the top of the mountain, and Mount Sinai was altogether in fire. Glory to God. Fire burning the mountain up in the name of Jesus. Oh, let Mount Sinai altogether be in fire, on fire, on fire again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Turn with me, if you have your Bible, to Leviticus chapter 6. Glory to God. The fire must always be burning and shall never be put out. Glory to God. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Let the fire be burning. Let it not be put out in the name of Jesus. Let it be continuously burning. Let it not be put out in the name of Jesus. Let it be burning in the name of Jesus. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, such as this. And lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn thereof the fat of the peace offerings. Glory to God. Oh, may the Lord give us peace by all means. By all means, peace. God shall give you an answer of peace concerning all things this month, beginning even today. The fire shall be ever burning upon the altar. It shall never be put out. Prepare yourself an altar. Let your life be an altar of prayer, an altar of sacrifice. See, sacrifices of praise. Hallelujah. Sacrifices of worship, for the Father is looking for those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. The sacrifices of God are the sacrifices of a contrite heart. Hallelujah. I pray that the spirit of contrition will come upon us, the spirit of repentance. Glory to God. We repent of our lukewarmness. We must be on fire. Fire for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Fire for the Lord. Fire on the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. The revival fires are springing up. Holy Ghost fire. Come down upon me. Behold, I indeed baptize you with water. But there is one coming after me whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unlace. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. Fire in my soul. Let it be burning
Oh, and let the mountains flow into it. Let the people see the fire that's in my life and let them come and say, I want some of that. As instruments of righteousness. Oh, threshing instruments in the hand of the Lord. The Lord said, I will make you instruments of righteousness. You will thresh. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let our lives be like the life of Jesus, the life also of Jesus flowing in our mortal flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We thank you this morning as we enter into this new month, this 10th month, on this first day of this very month. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will somebody pray with me even for Nigeria? Hallelujah. Nigeria. You know, happens to be the country of my nativity. You know, Nehemiah said before the king, he said, you know, the king said, well, why is your heart countenance saddened today? He said, well, why not? Why will not my heart be saddened when my country lies in ruins? How about Shekere Basana? But this day is important in the life of that country. Like soba shitalaba kondo subara kendaba. La borskotari le poroko shintaraba kuria. This day, I proclaim and I prophesy, God bless Nigeria. And let God bless, let God bless, let God bless, let God bless. Glory to God. The things that God has been setting up, oh, the purification of unrighteousness, the purification of iniquity, the bringing in of righteousness back into that nation. Let the top of the mountains be seen. Hallelujah. Today is the anniversary of the independence of our republic. And at such a time as this, may the Lord visit that nation. Now, we had some prophecies back in the 70s that after a time of iniquity, shall the glory of the Lord return. Hallelujah. And everyone shall return. Return. Makatoba shikarabo sandabakulia. It is time. It is time. It is time. Now, in our lives, where are you in your life? The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 2, so thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. Glory be to God. You have a name that you live, but indeed you are dead. Why are you dead? Because there's no fire. There's no prayer fire anymore. We got to get that prayer fire back in our hearts. These things saith he that had the seven spirits of God. And the seven stars. This is what he wants to deposit in our lives. The power of the seven spirits. The power of the seven stars. He wants to deposit them in our lives. But I know your works, he said. That thou hast a name, that thou livest, but thou art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, Harabashanta, therefore how thou hast received and heard. Remember, and hold fast. Make katorobosh. Hold fast and repent. Hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. That means I'll come as a thief in the night. Thou must be watchful and repent and hold fast in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the spirit of contrition in our hearts. I pray for fire. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Now, I want somebody to open their mouths and begin to declare. You know, declare for yourself, you know, that this month, beginning this first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains that have hitherto been hidden, that have hitherto been veiled, that have hitherto been covered with, you know, the clouds of rubbish, clouds of distraction, clouds of all of these things, you know, those clouds will be pulled back. And you begin to see clearly the tops of the mountains in the name of Jesus. Let, I pray, may your spiritual vision open up. May the veils that have covered the glory of God on the top of the mountains, may they be pulled back. May we see, glory to God. May we see the glory of God. May we see the glory of God. Lekebo shatalabo sakarina batuya. Lebro sanda makareba shinda. Ah, lekere masanda. What aileth thee even today? What aileth thee today, even in this hour of prayer? Will you cry unto the Lord? He said in Isaiah 44 and verses 2 and 3. He said, look, I will pour waters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Upon him that is athirst. If you are athirst, the thirsty ground, he will do it. He will pour it. He's doing it already. He's pouring out those waters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I will pour out waters upon him that is athirst. Hallelujah. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. And I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Glory to God. And I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. You have children this morning that you want God to arrest them. Arrest them in the power of his spirit. Here is a promise. Beginning with you. First of all, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will pour waters upon the grounds that are dry. I will pour my spirit upon the thirsty heart. He will fill my thirsty heart to overflowing, as the Lord God has promised in the time of latter rain. He will fill my thirsty heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire. He will fill my thirsty heart to overflowing. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed. And I will pour my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass. Glory to God. They shall no more be hidden. They shall no more be marginalized in the name of Jesus. They will spring up. Your children will spring up. They will spring up. They will spring up. They will spring up in the name of Jesus as among the grass. And they will be as willows among the water courses. The Lord is good. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor your name, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you this morning. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Put in the chat your declaration. Just put it there. Put your declaration in the chat room. Put it in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to spread it before the Lord. Put it in there. Write it there. What is it? What is it that you want concerning the top of the mountains? Which veil do you want the Lord to pull back? What is it? Where do you want your faith horizons to be? Hallelujah. God said to Abraham, Genesis 13, he said to him, he said, look, from the place where you are, look forward, look sideways, north, east, south, west, wherever. But from the place where you are, right now, where you're standing, open your eyes and see all around you. He said, you know, for the everything that you see, glory to God. I will give it to you. You got to see it on top of the mountains to get there. Get there, get there, get there, get there in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I welcome you by the power of God to this month of October. It'll be a powerful month. It'll be a powerful month in your life. God is starting something new. Glory to God. Don't let it pass you by. 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 Get in the cloak of fire. Get in the anointing of fire. Get the prayer fire in your heart. And begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. What a time to spend in the presence of God. An hour of prayer, an hour of power, getting the fire back in our souls. Remember the disciples, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. But when they began to be threatened, they went back to the Lord in the book of Acts chapter 4. And they said, oh Lord, behold, they're threatening some of the people. You know, our hearts are weary. We are afraid. But Lord, stretch forth your hand again to heal and let it be known by the hand of thy power and by through miracles in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Confirm thy word again. Strengthen us again. And our place was shaken together where they were. And they were filled again with the Holy Ghost. The fire came down upon their lives once again. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let the mountains, let the tops of the mountains be seen. Let the fire of God arise in our hearts. Let the fire be burning. Let it not even for 1 minute go out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There is something that makes me come to your presence, my helper. And I say, there is something that makes me come to your presence, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. I say there is something, oh yes, there is something, oh yes, there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. What is that thing? What is that? It's that fire in your soul that must never go out. That's what keeps pulling you in. Pulling you in. Coming to his presence. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. I bless everyone that came into the room and those who are here now. Sister Chioma, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining in the prayer.
Thank you, sir.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Tricia, God bless
you. Bless you too.
Thank you for joining. Glory to God. Thank you, Addy, for joining. Adeola, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining. Listen, you know, I pasted a link up there, you know, that I want you to come to that room. Whatever you do, come into that room. See the link up there. Come in there. It's going to be at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. West African time, that will be 8:30 p.m. Wherever you may be, hallelujah, come into that room today. Holy Ghost has already shown a great moving. Oh, my. There are some things that God will do. Change your story. And if you have a powerful story, also, come share it. Might change somebody else's story as well. We're going to pray now over the rest of the day. We're going to ask the Lord to go with us. Hallelujah. Stachoma, are you in a place where you can pray? I want you to pray.
No, sir. I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. Okay. Well, I will pray. Everyone that's here, but don't forget, put your declaration in the chat. I don't see anybody putting their declaration in the chat. Put it there. What is it that you want God to pull back concerning the tops of the mountains? It will be done. It's an invitation from the Lord. Remember, you know, Don't miss the hour of visitation. These be the eyes of the Lord. Even it looks like something simple. You know, the Bible says, who has despised the day of small things? This be the eyes of the Lord. Everything always starts small. Elijah looking for the deluge and the sound of abundance of rain. He started like a small cloud. In fact, his servant looked multiple times, seven times before he could see a little cloud like a man's hand. Just a little cloud. It was a little formation. Even the mountain of the house of the Lord starts with a stone, a little stone cut out of the mountain without hands, and which now grew to fill up, oh, the whole earth. Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 that the kingdom of God is like unto seed which a man planted in the ground, and which, you know, when it begins to grow, it grows of itself. Nobody knows how it grows, but the earth brings forth seed of itself. But first, the plate starts a little. And then, next thing you know, the ear. And after that, finally, the full corn. Hallelujah. And it's in stages. So let us never despise the day of small things, the things that God will do. But he that hath shall be given more. If you put to use the little fire that is in your heart, it will burn even more. But if you don't, then it will be quenched. It will be quenched if you don't put it to use. Put to use the fire. Let it never go out. Wherever we are, this is the hour when the things of God must now take priority again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus said. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord open up the tops of the mountains for you in Jesus' name. The tops of the mountains. Remember our scripture for this morning, that Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. In the name of Jesus. That's our scripture for this morning. The waters decrease continually, gradually, until the 10th month. And in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, such as this, oh, glory to God, were the tops of the mountains seen. And so what God has been, the gathering thing that God has been doing in your life, the fire that has been burning, the tugging of the Spirit that has been tugging upon you the last few weeks, the last few months, it's coming to a head on such a day as it. Prophetically, I declare that, you know, the tops of the mountains shall be visible to you beginning today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there are some mountains, and the hills that look like they are insurmountable. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12, he said, the mountain you shall go out with joy, shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Glory to God. And all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. God will line them up to celebrate you. Glory to God. They will celebrate your success. They will celebrate the power and the glory of God in your life. Hallelujah. You will be a royal diadem and ensign in the hand of the Lord. In the day, saith the Lord, that I make up my jewels, that I put the jewels in my crown, then shall I remember you, make you a royal diadem. in my hand, in the hand of my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. A royal diadem. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord gave even the invitation. He extends it to us again today. Hallelujah. Come, he said, let me make you a kingdom of priests. Glory to God. Let me make you a generation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. Let me make you a peculiar people again. Even as he said to the children of Israel, let the power of God and the fire of God be in your hearts that will draw you to God. He gave them that invitation. They said, we will do it, but they didn't do it. You know, they didn't do it. When they saw the top of the mountains altogether on fire, when they saw Mount Sinai altogether on fire, and they heard the loud noise, they heard the blowing, they heard, you know, the thundering and so forth. They said, we can't do that. You know, we don't want to hear the voice of God. You know, they removed afar off. And they went afar off and they said to Moses, you go hear God's voice and come and tell us. What a pity and what a shame. Come and I will make you kingdom of priests. I will put upon you kingly garments. I will put upon you the priestly garments. I will put upon you the Urim and the Tumim. Ha, shetalabo, sikere mokondarabosh. I will put upon you the garments that must not be put forth. You must, don't put it off. But let the fire always be burning. The Urim and the Tumim, let it come upon you. The glory of God. The spirit of the priesthood. And what kind of priesthood are we today? A royal priesthood that should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. I bless everyone in the room today in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you as you go into your day. Thank you, Lady Ebon, for joining. I know you had to drop to go to the other prayer line. And you are back, and we are declaring some things this morning. And I want to give you the opportunity to declare with us some things in the room today. Here is the scripture that we are declaring today. Our scripture for today, you know, which the Lord called for this. You know, I don't normally get up at this hour to pray, you know, and so on. But today I am here because the Lord called for it. And here is the scripture that we are praying today. It is Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. So, honey, I want you to open that scripture. That is what we are praying. And it says that gradually the waters were diminishing. They were diminishing gradually until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month were the tops of the mountains seen. Hallelujah. So the top of the mountains that have been hidden, the things that look hitherto unattainable in your life, in my life, in the lives of our children, the breakthrough into the realms of the spirit, where he said, canst thou lift up thy voice to the heavens? Can thou command the womb of the morning? You know, can thou even put Leviathan in its place? Can you do it? Can you put him in his place? That's right. Glory to God. Can you command? Can you loose the bands of Orion? Can you even, you know, command the, you know, Maseroth and his sons? Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. But it starts small. Glory to God. But the fire must never be put out. We're also praying Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12. That says the priests must burn fire continually. And that fire shall never be put out. Glory to God. So I want you to pray, honey, about the top of the mountains. May they be seen. Take a few minutes and just pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this room, Lord. Thank you for the option of the Holy Spirit to open this room. Father, we thank you for your Son and Lord, prayers. Lord, as we open up our mouth to declare your word, that in the book of Genesis 8, chapter 8, verse 5, and the water increased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, where the tops of the mountains seen. Hallelujah. So shall it be. Every mountain in our lives, yes, the top of the mountain will be seen. Even in this first day of the 10th month. In the name of Jesus, there will be a decrease. Lord, in the name of Jesus, of every turbulence, of everything that is troubling us, Lord, there will be a decrease right now. In the name of Jesus, we begin to command in that by the word of the Lord that you have put in our mouth. He said, the word is in your mouth. Speak it forth, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus, that the waters will begin to decrease in the name of Jesus on the first day of the 10th month. And this is the first day of the 10th month. Everything that has been troubling us, Lord, every waters that has been troubling us, that has been bothering us in the name of Jesus, we begin to decrease it right now. We command you to decrease by the word of the Lord, and that the mountaintop will be seen in the name of Jesus, that will be on the mountaintop in the name of Jesus. Father, we begin to pray and we begin to command by the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. Father, you have given us power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Therefore, we put under us today, this morning, in the name of Jesus, that every mountain be bowed down. Lord, that every valley be filled in the name of Jesus. Father, that every waters that you have not commanded to be in our lives will be decreasing. We decrease in the name of Jesus. Every turbulence that the enemy has thrown into our lives, we begin to decrease in the name of Jesus. By the authority that we have, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we do not say this by our own power, but the power, we know which power that is backing us as we speak, the power of the blood of Jesus, the power that is in the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things beneath the heavens, they must bow at the voice and the name of Jesus. Father, we have taken authority over every elemental spirit, over every crooked spirit, Lord, that raised up his ugly head in our lives, in the lives of our children. Father, Lord, we take authority and dominion over them. Father, you have put everything under our feet in the name of Jesus, and we trample them to Satan under our feet in the name of Jesus. We trample all his works under our feet in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this power that you have given unto us, Lord. Father, we know that you are able to do abundantly above all that we can think or imagine in the name of Jesus. Even as we are spoken so in your ears, so shall you do. We are spoken in your ears, so shall you do. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Hallelujah. And I yield my mic. Amen.
Thank you so much, honey, for that. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. They are going to come to you and say, let us go to the house of your God, that he may teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. This prophecy was so important that Isaiah spoke it. Isaiah chapter 2, he spoke it, verses 1 to 5. It was so important that Micah spoke exactly the same prophecy. Micah chapter 4, around verses 1 to 5 as well. You know, this same thing shall happen in the last days. Are we in the last days, folks? In the last days. Hallelujah. shall the mountain of the house of the Lord be established on the top of the mountains. Remember, this is the first day of the 10th month, and the top of the mountains shall be visible. And there is coming an establishment of the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? Glory to God. Ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't dwell in houses made with hands. No, he doesn't. You know, the people thought that God dwelt in houses. And the Lord said, look, I am the Lord. My hands are formed of these things. Which house will you build for me? Where's the place of my glory, saith the Lord? Ye are the house of the Lord. That's right. Ye are the house of the Lord. And the mountain of the house of the Lord, your mountain, will be above all the seven mountains of influence. The glory of God in your life shall begin to be revealed. Hallelujah. And God will begin to do a new, there's a new thing happening already. And he will pull back the veil that you may see that clearly, the top of the mountains. For you to see the top of the mountains, you even be above the mountains in the name of Jesus. Rebosh lakarama sokenderi makare. An hour such as this, an hour of power, revive the fire in our hearts. Prayer fire, let it never go out. We also took a moment to pray for Nigeria. That's right. You know, Nehemiah said before the king, he said, wow, why are you sad? He said, why would I not be sad? Because the place of my nativity lies in ruins. And this day is also important in the life of that nation. That's right. It is the remembrance of the Independence Day of that republic. But there is no independence, not just yet, for that nation. But I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus, let this be the beginning. Let this be the pulling back of the veil. Ha, Shetalabosa, even for that nation. And let the tops of the mountains be seen. Let God break the shackles and the chains that have put the people, the whole nation, into bondage. Let righteousness begin to spring forth. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God bless Nigeria. God bless everyone that is here also today in the name of Jesus. We're also praying for peace in our times in the name of Jesus. You know, the thing that is looming in the heart of the people, the wickedness, the plan of destruction that's looming in the heart of Russia. You say, well, I want to start a nuclear war. Well, I say in the name of the Lord Jesus, according to the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12, may the Lord disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus, and let their hands not be able to perform any of their enterprise. The Lord taketh the wicked in his own conceit. Jesus, karabo shalaba. Because we don't want this to impact our lives. We don't want this to destabilize us even at this time. And I begin to pray for peace in your life. I declare peace into your life. The Bible, the God of all peace, shall answer you peaceably. He will give you an answer of peace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Joseph stood before Pharaoh and said, the Lord shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. May the Lord give you an answer of peace, beginning even today, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God will give you an answer of peace. Great things in your life. Your life today. And if you have children, if you have grandchildren, we're standing in the gap for them as well. Listen, you know, here are some promises even for our children. My goodness. The children that the Lord has given me, Bible says, are for signs and they are for wonders, and they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. That's their job. They're not going to be, you know, in the camp of the enemy. Oh, no, they won't be, but they will speak with the enemies in the gate. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. They shall be drunken with their own blood. Isaiah 44, verses 25 through 26 and 27. Hallelujah. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. I pray that peace will reign in your hearts. That's right. Let peace reign in your hearts. The Bible says that God will give you peace that passes understanding. Why? Because, you know, you look around, it is not natural to have peace in the midst of trouble. But yet the Lord says, I will give you peace. The peace that I give unto you is not as the world gives. My peace I leave with you, and my joy also. Peace unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, my. What a day. What a way to spring forth our day in the presence of the Lord. I thank everyone that's in the room. Sister Lorna, good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for being here. Sister Fran, good to see you. Thank you, Sister Maggie. Good to see you. We are just basking in the presence of the Lord, calling forth some things on this first day of this 10th month. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful and a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful, powerful, powerful name it is. What a powerful name. What a powerful name it is. Glory to God. Take the name of Jesus with you. Take that name with you. And put on the priestly garments. And don't put them off. Never. Don't let that fire ever go out. If it seems like it's going out, put some more wood on the fire. Say, the priest shall burn wood continually on it. That fire shall never be put out. Glory to God. There is a purpose for that fire. The fire is to bring power in our lives. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The power to draw people in. That's right. The power to be a witness. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. This star shine down on me. Let your Lord shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I follow. Anywhere you open up the door. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to be a reflection of your light. I want to be a reflection of your light, oh Lord. I want to be a reflection of your light. Oh, I want to be a reflection of your light, oh God. I want to be a reflection of your light. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak through me. Show me things I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. This star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. If that's your prayer, I want you to open your mouth. If you are with me on stage or wherever you are, if you are even in the listening lounge, the VIP lounge, open your mouth and say, Lord, make me a reflection. Oh, let the power of your light shine through me. Let the beauty of God be seen in me. I see, Lord, a world that's dying, that's wounded by the master of deceit. This world is groping in darkness. They are haunted by years of past defeat. But when I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes, I pray, Lord Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me, even in the darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, shine down on me. Day star, shine through me. Let your love shine through me, even in the night, in the darkness of this world. Hallelujah. Let the light shine in me. Let your light so shine. Jesus said, let my light so shine that people will see. Glory to God. And they want to be part of it. I want some of that. I want some of that light. I want some of that joy. I want some of that peace. And give glory to your Father that is in heaven. God bless you, Sister Fran. Thank you for coming to stage. We are declaring this morning many things, but primarily Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. And I want you to take and make that declaration. He said the waters were gradually receding. So there's been some things that the Lord has been doing in your life. Gradually. But on the first day of the 10th month, such as this, were the mountains, the top of the mountains were seen. I made the top of the mountains be seen. May the Lord pull back the veil. May the power of God be revealed that we may see it. The Lord said, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. And in the last days, beginning even such a time as this, on this first day of the 10th month, may the top of the mountains be seen. May the mountain of the house of the Lord be established on the tops of the mountains. And let all beauty and glory and people flow into it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And he shall do it. Sister Fran, so good to see you. God bless you. I know you are a prayer warrior. God bless you. Thank you. Open your mic and decree
something for us in this room. May the Lord help us to see, beginning even today, on this first day of the month number 10, as it is in Genesis chapter 8, the tops of the mountains. In Jesus' name. Sister Fran.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the invitation. I pray this morning that everything God has purpose for our destiny and our purpose, our purpose and our destiny, that the enemy hand over it is annihilated and consumed by fire. I pray that we will continue to walk in the ordered steps that God has ordained for our lives. And I pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I cover each and every one of us in the blood of Jesus. I cover our minds from every tormenting thought, that we will live in peace, and God will allow the favor to locate us wherever we are, to cover our children, to cover our homes, to cover our spouses, and that the enemy will have no foothold, and he will be sent to a dry, desolate place. I cover us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Maggie. Welcome. Welcome. Can you speak? If you can speak, I want you to make some declarations here this morning. We are believing God. This scripture is prophetic. It's prophetic. God has been doing some things. He's been building up. He's been causing the waters to recede gradually and gradually and gradually. And he's been, you know, expanding our horizon gradually. But on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. May that be the experience of everyone in this room, even today. Sister Maggie, welcome. I want you to pray over the room. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you because it is unto us according to your word this morning. Says, be it unto me according to your word. Father, we receive all that you have spoken over us this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you because the power of the Lord has gone forth. You have commanded the light to shine out of our darkness. Father, you have arisen as the day star upon us, O God. And the devil is defeated and bruised under our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, the water, they start to recede. And Lord, your glory begins to show forth. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus because you said it is finished. Lord, we hold on to this word this morning. The turbulence is over in the name of Jesus. The storm is calm in the name of Jesus. The veil is torn in the mighty name of Jesus. And an entrance is made into your presence afresh in the name of Jesus. And therefore, Lord, henceforth, from this day, the first day of the 10th month, the impossibilities become possible in the name of Jesus. In the presence of God. Every good thing is released for us today, and we will receive and walk in them in the name of Jesus. Every stumbling block is removed in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare no more hindrance henceforth, because the storm is over. The water, they are receding by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the force of spiritual arm. Every veil that has covered our eyes, every veil that has covered us from receiving that which the Lord has given, every stumbling block, every hindrance to the revelation of God that has locked us down in a position that the Lord has not determined for us, we release ourselves this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bring in a fresh understanding of the gospel. We bring in the understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom afresh for us to walk in them and the light of destiny to begin to shine perpetually concerning us in the name of Jesus. Every veil that has limited our vision and dream of God,
from being accomplished in our lives is torn today because the water is receding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that has held us back in the manifestation of God, that has not allowed that which is in us to manifest, they are pulled down because the water is receding this morning. In our lives, in the lives of our husbands, in the life of our children, in Jesus' name. Those things that have troubled us, whatever it is called, is it sickness? Is it lack? Any turbulence? They are over. This morning, the fire of God burns them out in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive this morning proclamation of salvation in our household. Lord Jesus, liberation from darkness into light is made manifest in the name of Jesus. We proclaim a closer and a deeper walk with God in the name of Jesus. We proclaim removal of every tattered garment. Oh, you tattered garments. We seek you out in the name of Jesus. We put on the robe of righteousness afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus has paid for it. We declare a new creation, a new move, a new flow, a new wind of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. From this day, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of Satan is held back by the power of God today, in the name of Jesus. There is liberation, forgiveness of sins, deliverance from any bondage, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we receive our inheritance today. Because we have been given an inheritance among the sanctified. We receive it. We walk in it. And Lord, it shines perpetually. Thank you, Lord. Because we begin to soar in the heavenlies with you. Holy Spirit, take us afresh. We soar in the wings of the Spirit henceforth. Visions begin to burst forth upon us. Revelations begin to burst forth in the name of Jesus. A deeper walk with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you because we begin to see the changes. Yes. No more sorrow. No more weakness. No more weariness. No more tiredness. No more frustrations. In the mighty name of Jesus. But an outburst of rejoicing. An outburst of grace. An outburst of faith. An outburst of miracles. We walk in the miraculous from today. And testimonies abound over our children. Those things that have seemed impossible, they become possible. Miracles go forth. Miracles in every direction in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive the glory this morning because a new day is beginning for us from today. A new day is beginning. The Lord doeth new things. New things called forth by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen.
And thank you, Jesus. The Lord said to Job, he said, look, canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazaroth in his season? Can thou loose, you know, guide Arcturus with his songs? You know, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion thereof on the earth? Now, this tells us that before anything happens in the earth, that the ordinances of heaven must go forth first. It happens in the heavens in order for it to be reflected in the earth. Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say unto you, here we are? We actually know that this is possible. Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds? That abundance of water may cover you. I want to lift up my voice this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the goodness of God. That's a different kind of water. You know, he said, I will pour waters upon him that is athirst. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. I pour floods upon the dry ground. I will put my spirit upon thy seed and pour my blessing upon thy offering in the name of Jesus. Glory to God who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who has given understanding to the heart. And I say it is the Lord. For there is a spirit in man, according to Job 32 and verse 8. There is a spirit inside man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Hallelujah. I declare that the inspiration of the Almighty will begin to work in your life. God, your spirit will begin to engage with the spirit of God in the name of Jesus. And God will begin to deposit understanding, deposit wisdom in your spirit in the name of Jesus. Because there is a spirit in man, and it is the inspiration of the Almighty inside your spirit that gives you understanding. Glory to God. Sister Lorna, welcome to the stage. I want you to declare we are praying and trusting and thanking God today for such a day as this. It's the beginning of a new month. It's a wonderful month. And we have a scripture in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5 that says that the waters were continually receding. They were receding and they were receding until finally on the first day of the 10th month, God pulled back the veil. And the mountains, the top of the mountains was seen. We are praying and declaring this month, to beginning today, that the things that hitherto have been hidden, hitherto have been submerged under the waters, as the waters are receding, that the top of the mountains will be seen. And may we see, begin to see the top of the mountains. Sister Laura, I want you to pray. Go ahead and declare over this room today in Jesus' name. Welcome. Sister Lorna, are you there? Can you pray? Okay, perhaps not. I thought she came up to pray. All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, maybe she's having trouble with her connection. We are in such a time. It's such a marvelous, marvelous time. The only we hear you now. We hear you now.
Okay. Yes, I feel led to pray. 43:19 that says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am now doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Dear Lord Jesus, as we gathered here this morning, Lord, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing. We thank you for the new thing you're doing, Lord, in receding the waters, Lord, and even exposing the mountaintops, Lord. And we decree and we declare this new month. It's a new month, new mindset, new elevation, new territory, Lord Jesus. And we're forgetting the former things and we're pressing forward in the new things which you have for us, Lord. And you said in your word too, Lord, that you would build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You also said that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force, Lord. So we take it by force, Lord Jesus. We take all what you have for us in this new month and we stand on the promises of God that it is done and sealed by the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lorna. God bless you. Welcome, Jacqueline. Welcome, Jennifer. You know, you are in here with us in the house of faith. It is the hour of power. And today is prayer fire. That's what we are releasing. And may God put this prayer fire in your bosom. According to Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Says that the fire shall never be put out. It must be continually burning. The priest shall burn wood upon it. The fire of the altar, it shall be burning. In the morning, he will put wood on it and it will burn again. And a fire shall never be put out. May God inspire this prayer fire in our hearts. Nothing happens except by prayer. You know, first God says it is time. That's the first thing. When God says it, I remember the ordinances of heaven and then their dominion upon the earth. First, God says it is time. It's time to send an awakening. There's a timing with God. Jesus said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until the time that God has appointed. They didn't know what day it was going to be, but there was a time that God appointed where the fire was going to come. And so it starts with God. God says, it is time. But then the people respond and say, Lord, we are willing in the day of thy power. Ooh, in the day of thy power, that people shall be willing. Are you willing? And God, when he sends that fire, the wind of fire, prayer begins to start. God's calling his people to prayer everywhere. You can see it. You know, prayer, the spirit, the goal, the drive to pray is coming up in the hearts of the people again. And we must pray. 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 You know, that's it. Jesus, he used to wake up early in the morning, go into the mountain, you know, in the day, before the break of day, before everybody. And the disciples would be looking for him when they woke up. They find him in the mountain praying. Hallelujah. Praying. Praying. That's what brings the power. Now that God has said it is time, he said it is time. And he's sending the prayer fire again. I want you to catch the fire. Woo! Catch the fire. Igniting the flame, rekindling the fire. Woo! In your heart, the fire of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Remember Revelation chapter 3 and verse 2. The Lord said, he said, look, thou hast a name that thou livest, but you are dead. You know, we are dead when there is no prayer fire in our lives. We may be active in the church or active in this and that, but when there is no prayer fire, we're actually dead. Jesus said, I wish that you were on fire. But I don't like any part of this lukewarmness. Therefore, I will spill you out of my mouth. God wants us to be on fire. I would that you were hot. And if you're not going to be hot, then be cold. But don't be in the middle. The middle has no taste to him. Tasteless in his mouth. Spill you out of my mouth. So we must be on fire. The fire must be burning. The more time we spend in prayer, the more fire is released into our lives. Hallelujah. And people will begin to come to the brightness of thy glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, look, even your light will rise in obscurity. The Lord will make your noonday bright as the sun. You know, you begin to repair the breaches. You will be called the repairer of the breach. The people will begin to come and say, I want some of that. Hallelujah. There will be an energy, a magnet of the glory of God pulling people in. Glory to God. But it will also scatter the devils. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Fire! Amen. The fire of God in our lives. Fire is also what keeps the animals away. Hallelujah. You know, when you are in the forest or whatever, and those wild animals come, if you build a fire around you, you know, no matter how wild that animal is, you know, the fire scares them away. You know, the fire of God. Let's build a wall of fire. I will be a wall of fire round about, saith the Lord, and the glory in the midst of you. A wall of fire. The pillar of fire was a wall between the children of Israel and their enemies. There's a purpose to fire. There's a purpose to that fire. We must get that prayer fire in our heart. It only comes one way, and that's through prayer, repeating his word. When we are in prayer, we are repeating his word. We are finding the word of God. We are finding prophetic declarations in the word, and we are repeating it. And we are staying in his presence. And we don't run off. We stay right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. Glory to God. They shall run
and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Glory to God. You want to mount up with wings as eagles? You got to ignite the fire. Rekindle the flame. Thank you, Jesus. We begin to pray for passion, longing for the presence of God.
As the heaven panteth for the water brooks, my soul longeth after thee, you alone. You alone are my heart's desire, and alone to worship you. You are my strength and shield. To you alone doth my spirit yield. You alone, you alone are my heart's desire, and alone to worship you.
Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with fire of the altar, saith the Lord. You will be filled with fire. Thank you, Jesus. But you must keep the fire burning. The fire shall never go out. May this first day reveal the tops of the mountains for you. And go in the strength and power. The psalmist said, I will go in the strength and power of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I shall not die, but I will go in the strength and power of the Lord to show forth his glory. Wow, to this generation, his power to everyone that is to come. I declare that you will not die. I declare in the name of Jesus, no one will die in your circle, in your family this month. Going forward, we will go in the power and the glory of God. Oh, not just this month, but this year. Not just this year, but next year. Not just next year, but the year after. As long as the Lord tarries, glory to God, we will walk in the light of his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to evolve. Hallelujah. Evolve closer and closer and closer and closer to that light. The light is shining more and more unto a perfect day. Enoch, he pressed in. He was evolving. He was evolving until one day became completely light and he was gone. Thank you, Jesus. For God is light. 1 John 1:5. And in him is no darkness at all. And we must expunge that darkness. The glory and the light and fire of God burning in our hearts, expunging the darkness. We're getting closer and closer to him every day. We're uniting with that light. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. We're uniting with that light. Light and darkness, it can't coexist. The light is the life. The darkness is the death. And we must move from the sphere of death and darkness into the sphere of light and life. For Christ has abolished death. He has brought immortality to light through the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. May the Lord bless this your day. As we go into this day, victory to everyone. Welcome. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Simone, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We are declaring positive things today for everyone that's in this room. We're declaring according to the words of Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. that the waters will recede continually. They have been receding continuously for you. And then on this day, this first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains shall be seen. Glory to God. We are also declaring, according to the words of Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and likewise Micah chapter 4, similar verses, we are declaring that in the last days, such as this, shall the mountain of the house of the Lord be established upon the top of the mountains. And the glory of the nations shall flow into it. And what is the house of the Lord? Ye are the temple of the Lord. And may God establish you on top of the mountains. All the so-called mountains, seven mountains of influence, may the mountain of the house of the Lord in your life be above them. Thank you, Jesus. Be established over it in Jesus' name. And let it be exalted above the hills. Glory to God. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Thank you for joining us today. We will be closing this room in just a few minutes. I invite you to join us in our Walking with God room in just a few hours. You know, maybe about 6 hours or so from now. We will be doing that. I posted a link on top of this room right now. Powerful, powerful room. We're expecting an incredible move. You don't want to miss it. Whatever you do, you'll be in that room today. Grace, even when you feel condemned. Redemption, when it seems far too late. Oh my goodness. God has a way of doing that. And so many people are held back by these things. You know, condemnation. And so forth in their lives. But God is calling forth a new day. A new day for God's people. And I believe that prophetically, God will say some things to us in that room later on today. We're praying that lives, many lives will be changed. And if you have a powerful story to share, a story of redemption, be there as well to share. We're praying and God will bless us. And as always, we welcome, we invite you to join any of our rooms. Click on my profile and see the rooms that God has led us to start here in Clubhouse. We have the House of Faith, which is what you are in right now. We have the Walking with God series. Powerful, powerful series. Oh my goodness. Enoch walked with God. And he was not. You know, and he was translated. You should not see death. We even have the marriage ministry. Again, Saturdays. We will have one later on today. Marriage ministry right here on Clubhouse. My wife and I will be sharing that as well. Thank you, Sister Lorna. You're always a part of that marriage ministry. She joins us to co-host that platform. It's for singles and married. Sister Lorna herself is single, yet she's a moderator with us in that room. And we are believing God for great things in the lives of His people. Today, we're going to be having another interesting room much later in the day. That will be today. I believe it's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern time. But first, don't miss the Walking with God room, which is posted at the top of this room currently. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Sister Tricia, I know you couldn't speak, but I will appreciate your presence. And Jacqueline, we thank you for joining. We will be closing this room now. We want you to go in the strength and power of the Lord.
go in the strength and power of the Lord throughout the day. You know, let the glory of God be revealed in your life. Go forth, shine in the power of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And don't settle for anything less than God's best. May the Lord grant you grace and give you peace by all means. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Glory to God. And let me leave you with this scripture in Psalm 71 and verse 16 as you go into your day. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go in the strength of the Lord. Go in the power of the Lord today. Let the glory of God shine forth in you, even this day. I will go in the strength of the Lord God, and I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Praise God. Lord, thou hast taught me from my youth. That's my testimony. I can say that to the glory of God. God has taught me from my youth. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. As I'm now getting older, I don't like to think I'm old, but I'm getting older, a little few gray hairs here and there. But oh God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. You have done great things, O Lord. Who is like thee? Glory to God. Woo. Well, have you seen many troubles? Have you seen a lot of things, ups and downs and so forth? Oh, one psalmist said, you know, I've had many tears and sorrows. And there have been times when I didn't know if I'd see tomorrow. But if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word can do. That's the reason I say that through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I learned to depend upon his word. Have you learned to depend upon his word? Oh, is that your testimony? That through it all, you know, through it all, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Through it all, my goodness, I've learned to trust on him. And I've learned to depend upon his word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tears and sorrows may endure for a night. That's what the Bible says. But joy is coming in the morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I've been to lots of places
And I've seen lots of faces. There have been times I've felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, Lord, through those precious lonely hours, Jesus, you let me know that I was your own. I say through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon. Have you heard mountains and valleys? I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms that He has brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in His word. Thank you, Jesus. Through it all, through your ups and downs, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh, it all. Oh, it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. May that be your testimony. In the name of Jesus, through all the ups and downs, may the peace of God that passes understanding be with you and yours in Jesus' name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you, lady, for joining us. Yolandra Clark, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We're just about wrapping up the room. We've been here now about 2 hours just declaring the goodness of the Lord upon our lives as we enter into this new month. Hallelujah. I want you to take that scripture with you. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. The Lord has been causing the waters to recede. But on this day, this 10th month, even the first day of this month, let the tops of the mountains be seen in Jesus' name. May the Lord cause the pulling back of the veil from over the top of the mountains in your life. And may the Lord reveal to you and may cause you to attain even those things that hitherto seemed unattainable. May the waters continue to recede. And may the glory of the Lord over the mountains be seen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I invite you to take note of the link that is on top of the room and join us in about 6.5 hours, wherever you are. It's going to be a powerful room. Join us in about 6.5 hours at the top of the room. And if you can't find it, go back to my profile. You will see it scheduled for today. It'll be under our Walking with God Club. Today and right now, you are in here with us in a house of faith. We have many powerful rooms. God has called us to share and inspire the people of God with faith to bring us to a place where we continue to press in on that journey with God. The destination is the most holy place, and we must get there. A place that we don't go in and out anymore.
and many things that are holding us back. We're going to be dealing with some of them today in that room that's upcoming. And we must continue to press in and press in. God bless everyone that's been here with us. We thank you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. I'm going to pray a final prayer over the room as we close. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we've been here in your presence. Lord, you said in your word, I will send my angel before thee, and my voice is in him. And I will go before thee and make straight the crooked places. Are we caught asunder the gates of brass? And I will break in pieces the bars of iron. And I will give you rest. So it is spoken. And so let it be in Jesus' name. Until we meet again. Join us later on today in about 6.5 hours. God bless you and have a great day. Glory to God. Thank you, everyone. Love you all. Peace and shalom. The room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. God bless everyone. Have a great day. See you soon.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, sir.